Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about the best weather for deer hunting. Now, there's a lot of urban legends, a lot of myths, a lot of random nonsense handed down from generation to generation. There's a lot of word on the street, a lot of ideas. A lot of things that you've probably heard or would hear are completely and totally meaningless. Some of them have some credit, some merit. They mean something, but so much of it doesn't matter. So I want to cut through a lot of the clutter today and help you really zero in your time. Now, you know, the saying is true, in my opinion, that a day in the woods is a good day, period. A day spent in the deer woods or woods for whatever you're hunting is a good day. That said, if you're like me, you don't have unlimited days to be in the woods. You only have so much vacation time. You only have so much downtime. You only have so many Saturdays. You only have so many Saturdays you can get away with taking. So you need to maximize the time that you take. The whole idea here with weather and patterns and ideal conditions is not to say only hunt in the most ideal circumstances, but if you have to burn a vacation day, if you have to sacrifice time, you want to do it when you have the best odds, not when you have the worst odds or mediocre odds or average odds. You want to do that. You want to take that time when you have the best chance. Now, you know, if you're going to go out first day, period, because it's first day, then go out and have fun because that's what you want to do. I'm usually out first day. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Well, it's going to start mattering more in the future after last year. But because the weather was so bad, I don't think I'm going to do that again, even if it is first day. But, you know, if you've got a week schedule to go out and hunt and be in the woods, then listen, trying to pinpoint the best possible day isn't as important. What I'm talking about today is you've got to take time off. You've got so many days you can hunt, whether it's vacation days or family time or whatever. And you need to say, okay, what's the best day? What are the best odds for me to get something, to see deer movement and so on? So let me start first by debunking a couple of myths. Number one myth that I've heard on and on is the moon. Moon cycles, I'm not going to say they're completely meaningless, but that's like 5% of the equation. The moon really does not impact deer rut behavior. The deer rut, the whole season, it's not even weather dependent. It's based on length of day. Deer antler growth is based on length of day. Deer coming in to rut, deer does coming into estrus, The whole mating cycle is based on how long the days are, when they reach a certain point. It's the exact same every year. It does not change, plus or minus a day or two. That's it. You can predict it to exact accuracy every year. That doesn't change. Deer, there's only so many days that the peak rut is on. They don't care what the moon's doing. They don't care what else is going on. They don't care if it's raining. They're going to do what they're going to do. Now, you got pre-rut, you got post-rut, and you've got everything else that's going on. What weather conditions are ideal? Now, when I'm talking about ideal, I'm talking about to maximize daytime deer movement. Does the moon really affect daytime deer movement? Maybe 5% of the equation. I don't even think about the moon anymore. The only time I think about the moon is if I have to walk really far through the woods and it's going to be a full moon and I think I don't need a flashlight. That's all I think about it. So that's not a deal right there. Another thing is rain. You know, is rain a bad time? Is it a good time? You know, some people think that you never want to hunt in the rain. Some people say that, you know, hunting the rain is the best time to hunt, so forth and so on. You know, that doesn't really matter. Light rain doesn't affect deer. Heavy rain starts to affect deer. Really heavy rain is going to affect you probably more than the deer, but yeah, it's going to affect them. But if you can comfortably be out, deer are going to be out. In fact, sometimes the rain may actually cause them to move more just because they need to stay warm. They need to, you know, get some body heat built up. Or if they've sat for so long through heavy rain and the rain's gotten lighter, they need to eat. And deer are going to eat 5 times a day every day between the day and the night. So rain is not the biggest indicator. The number one and two biggest indicators to look at for ideal deer hunting days and times is 1, temperature drop, and 2, huge changes in barometer. You know, when the barometer's going up and the temperature's going down is usually the best time. So say you've got, you know, you're in the middle of the fall, you're archery hunting, say every day it's been, you know, about 55 degrees. And then tomorrow, temperature's going to drop. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be in the 30s. You got a huge 15, 20 degree temperature drop below the average for whatever it's been. You have a week and a half straight where it's 70 degrees in November. And then, boom, you've got a day where the morning's going to be frosty. That's the day you want to be out. Those big downward shifts in temperature, those are the mornings. The colder it is, the better. Now, let me rephrase that. Not just the colder period, the colder relative to what it's been on average. That gets deer, they feel that change in temperature, and it pushes them to move. It pushes them to generate body heat. Now, depending on how warm it's been, it may refresh them and say, oh man, it's finally cool enough for me to move around because they've been taking it easy because they don't want to overheat. Because that's a real thing for deer in the fall, or in the summer and in the fall. They don't want to overheat. And then when you get that cool air that just comes in, it's refreshing. If it goes from cold to really cold, then you stimulate the deer's need to move. They're like, oh man, it's freezing. I gotta get going. I gotta generate some heat. I gotta do something. So you want to be mindful of that factor. That's the number one biggest thing. And usually that's going to go hand in hand with the change in barometer. That's not going to happen in a vacuum. So, you know, when a front just moves through or moves out, that is usually, and the temperature goes down, those are the ideal days and times. So, say it was raining for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden temperature drops. Or say it was sunny. You know, it almost doesn't matter. When that temperature drops hard and it's dry, that's, I think, the number one best time you can be out. And it's a 1 to 2 day halo effect when you get those big changes. So say it's been one temperature for a week, then all of a sudden, boom, temperature drops 20 degrees. Those first 2 days are the best days in that temperature cycle to be out there. That's the number one times. Now you talk about rain. So I'm going to be honest. After last year, I don't think I'm going to hunt in the rain anymore. Just too miserable. At least not in the rain I was in last year. It was just absolutely miserable. I remember, sitting there going, okay, I'm going to shoot the first deer I can see because that means I can go home. You know what I should have done? I should have just gone home. Because if I'm thinking like that, I'm not really enjoying being out there. And if I'm not enjoying being out there, why am I out there? So to me, it's almost to the point where anything other than, you know, just the lightest rain is not even going to do it. It's just not worth it to me. It's not worth it to take that time and to do that. You know, now you've got situations where say it's going to be raining in the morning and then midday, it's supposed to stop and clear up. Well, that's not a bad window there, especially if the temperature is going to come down. But at the same time, to go outside and the forecast is rain and it's raining and it's supposed to keep raining until further notice, I don't recommend you even do that. Whether there was a temperature drop or not, I don't recommend you do that. So number one factor, you've got drop in temperature. And then number two, you've got increase in barometer. And then usually that means no precipitation, or you've got to change from precipitation to less precipitation. Those two factors, when temperature rising or when temperature falling and barometer rising meet, that X, that hash mark, those are the best days to be out there. And that's almost always going to be days where it's not raining. So that was the number one way to maximize your time. Now, next factor would be right before a storm hits. Deer can feel that change in barometer. They can feel. Now, let me say this another way. It's not that deer have a barometer and they can say, ooh, the barometer's higher today. They can feel the effects of the change. They can feel the wind changing. They can feel they can hear a storm, the rumbling of the clouds. They can see the clouds coming in. They can see those changes. They detect the effect of the barometer. It's not that they can tell barometric pressure. It's that they can see the signs of what change in barometer does. And you'd be much better at it too if you spent your entire life living outside. And they say, oh man, something's coming. I need to move. I need to get something to eat. I need to graze a little extra. I need to find some does right now. I need to, before this happens, I need to get some cover. So right before a storm comes in and then right after a storm goes out would be the second and third best times to be out there. But number one, hands down, is when temperature drops and barometer's climbing. That's the best day you could be out there. And I'm talking about for buck movement, for all deer movement, but bucks especially. Does are typically going to move somewhat regularly no matter what's going on. If you're doe hunting, you probably don't need to get this exact. It's not going to be that big of a deal. But when you're talking about bucks who are more cautious, who don't move a lot during the day, who are extra sensitive, these are the kind of things that are going to lead to more buck movement. Quick decreases in temperature, increases in barometer, and then before a storm comes in and then right after a storm passes. These are going to be the days and times where you're going to get your best odds. So if you got two or three vacation days, don't just schedule them. Now you can usually see these weather patterns coming a week or two in advance. You know, they might not get everything exactly right. You know, it might be 70 degrees instead of 75, and it might drop to 45 instead of 40, and you know, all the details might change a little bit, but usually you can see those waves of temperature and barometer change coming at a distance, and you can maybe tell your boss, hey, next Thursday or Friday, I'm going to try to take one of those days off for hunting, depending on the weather. You know, you can sort of plan that a little bit. You can make some decisions like that a little bit in advance. You can see that coming, and then you can fine tune at the last minute. So that's what you want to look out for. But as I said, a day in the woods is a good day, as long as the conditions are enjoyable enough for you to enjoy being out there. And whatever that means to you, that's really the most important thing. And it doesn't matter how bad the weather is, doesn't matter how bad the temperature is, doesn't matter how bad the barometer is. You always have a chance, and you can always, you always have a better chance of taking a deer on a bad weather day than you do taking a deer sitting on your couch. And you have a much better chance of enjoying being outside if you're outside than if you're on your couch. So, you know, on one hand, whenever you can be out, be out. But on the other hand, if you've got to pick and choose your days, this is the best way to do it, in my opinion, to maximize your chance of success. So hope that's helpful. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Check out other episodes. And until next time, God bless you guys and go get them in the woods.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.